This is your morning team show on WSGW.
You know I can be found. Sit all morning long. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel. Too hard is true.
Here with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie on 100.5 on 790 and from Siri through Alexa through WSGW.com. Need I say that we're listening to Elvis Presley this morning? I think it's pretty recognizable. I should say that we are for the first time in the past week with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie all here in studio. Well, Art, you're not in the studio, but after the 8:30 news, we'll clarify more of that. But you are with us this morning, I believe.
Yes, I am with you.
Hey, you know Elvis.
Playing my favorite Elvis song.
Yeah, he was in Saginaw Township yesterday, you know.
Was he really?
He made an appearance at Edgewood Assisted Living.
I did not know that.
Elvis tribute performer.
Saw
it on Facebook.
How cool is that?
I was going to say, that'd be a bigger story.
Yeah. Well, they do some promotional
things.
Yeah,
I thought it'd be the real
one. Yeah, right.
That's what I was thinking.
That is cool.
I'm sure they'd love to have Elvis as one of their residents, if only he were alive.
And I did not know, Art, that was your favorite Elvis song. Don't be cruel. How nice.
That is my favorite Elvis song. And I'm hearing myself come back, by the way.
Oh, okay. Let me adjust one quick thing there.
There we go.
Elvis, the king.
Yes.
Was king again the at
movie.
The box office this weekend.
Yeah.
The final totals are out, and going into the weekend or coming out of the weekend, the first initial totals were that the new Elvis movie and the Top Gun movie had tied. But as the final official figures are released, Elvis finished ahead of Top Gun, $31.1 million to $30.5
million. Whoa.
So glad to hear that. You know why I'm glad to hear that?
Why are you glad to hear that?
Because I'm not a Rex Reed fan, and he panned the movie.
Funny you say that. I was going to mention that. It's interesting to hear some of the reviews, and including some horrible reviews for Tom Hanks, his portrayal of Colonel Tom Parker.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah. One reviewer says that Hanks' role is possibly the most insufferable movie character ever conceived and arguably the least appealing performance of his entire career. Okay.
Must have done well.
Man, yeah, the film has gotten some... Now, it's not gotten all bad reviews. It's gotten some good reviews. I think it even got the endorsement of the Presley family. I think Priscilla spoke up.
Yeah.
Appreciative of it. Well, time will tell, but so far so good, I guess, in its opening weekend to do what it did. But that's only the opening weekend. We'll have to wait and see. But, Austin Butler, I think, is the guy who portrayed Elvis. And I'm getting good reviews on him because he actually did some of these singing.
Oh, yeah, rave reviews. Yeah.
I guess in the later portions of the movie, they were using some of the dubbing of Elvis's own voice, but in the beginning, it was actually Austin Butler doing the singing. So.
Huh.
He was getting some good reviews.
What did he say about Tom Hanks again? What was it? His performance in it?
Well, two things.
Can you say it on the air?
possibly the most insufferable movie character ever conceived.
Ever.
Which is interesting because it's based on a real person.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I was going to say, it's not a movie character. It's, you know.
And then went on to say,
the Colonel.
Arguably the least appealing performance of his career, Tom Hanks' career.
Hmm.
So...
Worse than Joe versus the Volcano?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes. Oh. Yes, I'm glad we
talking about digging one out of the depths.
God, I forgot. Oh, man, I forgot about that movie.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
So is Tom Hanks, I think.
Remember,
there's a good reason you forgot about it.
Ooh. Every actor has that movie.
Of course. Doesn't. And he's had, obviously, one of the greatest actors of all time.
Goodness gracious. For all the great movies he's been in, there have been some duds.
Yeah, there have been. Bachelor Party, though, not one of them.
Oh, okay.
Not one of them.
Okay, so if you have your Tom Hanks movie choice, don't see Joe versus the Volcano, but see Bachelor Party, according to
Oh.
Just for the adults, by the way. Not for the kids.